Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given you his Son to die for you and forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I now forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We chant the intro of the day together. Say to the daughter of Zion, bless, build your salvation comes. The Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Turn back, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the Son of Man whom you have made strong for yourself. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. The Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the collect of the day. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the prophet Malachi, the 4th chapter. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all of the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We read the psalm responsively as indicated from Psalm 50. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes. He does not keep silence. Before Him is a devouring fire. Around Him a mighty tempest. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that He may judge His people. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare His righteousness, for God Himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Roman churches, the 15th chapter. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with His people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord. If you're able, I invite you to stand in honor of Jesus' words and as we sing the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, there will be signs in sun and moon and stars and on the earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
name of Jesus. Amen. Peter, Paul, and Mary once recorded a song that I dearly loved because it reminded me of the summers of my boyhood, choosing upsides and playing baseball. Then I played the little organized little league, but the song was perfect for me because it's kind of where I fit in. The song goes like this. Saturday, summers, when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains, and we'd choose up the teams. It was always a measure of my self-esteem. Because the fastest, the strongest, played shortstop and first. The last ones they picked were the worst, and I never needed to ask. It was sealed. I just took up my place in right field. Playing right field, you know, it's easy. You can be awkward and you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field watching the dandelions grow. The song is a happy little ditty. It brings back memories that are heavy with the sights and the sounds and the smells of summertime. Lemonade my mom would make and bring out to us as we played baseball in the vacant lot behind the house where we lived. Memories of one of the great hits of my lifetime. I hit it so solid and tagged it, and it soared out into the neighbor's yard and hit the 1951 Plymouth and broke the windshield. There are memories about the arguments about the rules that none of us really knew, but we just made them up as we played. But the older kids usually helped the younger, smaller, weaker kids to learn the game. It was fun watching the dandelions grow. And the winners and the losers seemed to change teams from time to time, and so through the summer, everyone became a winner. But one of the cries that we yelled and had yelled at us, especially those of us who were in right field, "Heads up!" was important because the ball could be hit in your direction, and as right fielder, you were responsible to catch it. The song says playing right field can be lonely and dull. Little leagues never have lefties that pull. I dream of the day they'd hit one my way, but they never did. But still, I would pray that I'd make a fantastic catch on the run and not lose the ball in the sun. And then I'd awake from this long reverie and pray that the ball never came out to me here in right field. It's easy, you know. You can be awkward and you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. Life can be a lot like right field, can't it? It can be lonely and dull while you're dreaming of something more exciting coming your way. Maybe you're looking for a new job assignment that will give you more excitement and satisfaction. Maybe you're dreaming of moving into a new house or maybe a whole new city where things will be just a little bit better. Maybe you'll think you'll be the hero working on some new project that will provide long-term satisfaction and a better life for you and your family. But then reality sets in, and you know that working that hard and making something that spectacular happen in your life isn't really going to happen. So you're just relegated to right field, hoping that some fly ball is never really hit toward you. So you look for excitement and satisfaction in other places, like a bottle or a joint or maybe a pill or two, or you doze off like you really were in right field. You just decide not to get out of bed in the morning and not get dressed and just veg out on the couch all day. Or maybe you're filled with a lot of energy when you get up and you go out shopping, buying anything and everything that is your impulse brings to you. After all, the credit card isn't maxed out yet. That's what Jesus is talking about when he speaks of drunkenness and dissipation. Instead of looking to Him for comfort and joy that comes from His second coming, you watch the dandelions grow. Heads up! Off in the distance, the game's dragging on. There's strikes on the batter. Some runners are on. I don't know the inning. I've forgotten the score. The whole team is yelling, and I don't know what for. It's Jesus yelling, heads up! Because your redemption is near. While you've not been paying attention, watching the dandelions grow and daydreaming about your own life getting better, or making the game-winning, game-saving catch, the end is near, Jesus said. He also said there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up. Raise your heads, because your redemption is near. Jesus is very clear about the signs, and in this frighteningly sin-filled world of 2020, you should be able to recognize that the end really is near. When I was a kid, there were guys standing on street corners with signs saying, "The end is near, repent." And only a couple of years ago, I saw a guy in Provo on a street corner with that same sign. And with a chuckle and a smirk, I drove right by, not paying much attention. After all, there were dandelions to watch grow. I didn't have time to look up and take notice of my own sinfulness and confess to God. So the song continues, "Then suddenly everyone is looking at me. My mind has been wondering, oh, what could it be? They point to the sky, and I look up above, and a baseball falls into my glove." Here in right field, it's important to know. You've got to know how to catch. You've got to know how to throw. That's why I'm here in right field, watching the dandelions grow. While all of the distractions of life plague you, as Jesus warns, but watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly, like a trap. You know how easy it is for all of those distractions to become real. You know how easy it is for you to ignore being fed by word and sacrament. All you have to do is sign into Zoom. Then you're covered, right? If you need another cup of coffee, it's right there. Oh, spilled a little bit. Got to wipe that up. Oh, what did Pastor just say? Oh, well. Oh, look, out of the window, squirrel! Those distractions are real. Life is full of them. But so are the signs. The signs of the end are very real. They surround us, but we're too distracted with the dandelions. The coming of the Son of Man only intensifies the fear of unbelievers, but for the faithful, it is good news. Therefore, Jesus gives to His students, His disciples, final words to help them prepare to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. He says, "But when these things happen, don't be bent over in fear and fainting, but heads up, because your redemption is drawing near." This word assures the believer that the end of the world is not a reason for fear or for distraction into all sorts of false beliefs or false joy, but it is a reason to stand tall and look up to the heavens, because life in the presence of the Eternal One is about to begin. It's time to look up to see the Christ who brings the glory of the Eternal Kingdom. How is one to understand these words 2,000 years later while still waiting for the parousia, the end, the second coming of Christ? This generation is the continuing line of all unbelievers. They are the group that Jesus rejected, and they rejected Jesus during His earthly ministry. A real group of right fielders. Their spiritual ancestors rejected the prophets who came speaking the words of God, and their spiritual heirs will reject the gospel proclaimed by the apostles and pastors right down to the present day. Those who reject God will be present even at the end when the heavens and the earth, shaken violently as God tries one last time to move them to repentance. Even though Jesus doesn't say here what will happen to the implication of until is that when these things shall have happened, whatever they might be, this generation of unbelievers will pass away along with the heavens and the earth. But His words, Jesus' words, will never pass away. So the reception of the word by your ears will be like catching that important fly ball. Smack! It comes to you without any effort on your part. But heads up, that fly ball is coming to you, and you will be a hero in God's sight, and you will be admitted to everlasting joy in heaven. Blessing and glory and wisdom and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And now the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till He returns again in glory. Amen. If you're able, I invite you to stand as we confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord of hosts, You have given all judgment over to the Son of Man, our incarnate Lord, Jesus Christ. Make us ever mindful of His coming, and keep us steadfast in the word of Christ, that in accord with Him we may live in harmony with one another and together glorify You. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, You send Your prophets and apostles, pastors and teachers in all times to call sinners to repentance and comfort them with the healing of the Son of Righteousness. Give strength to the congregations and ministers of Your church, especially Matthew, our synod president, Roger, our district president, Anthony, our circuit visitor, and all pastors in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Lord, preserve your gift of marriage against the ravages of sin, the schemes of the devil, and the raging of the world. Bless the couples and families of our congregation. Strengthen them in love and care for one another, and establish them on the foundation of your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all concord, it is your will that your children live together in harmony. Defeat the plans of all who would stir up violence. Destroy the weapons of those who delight in bloodshed. And, according to your will, end all conflicts in our nation and in our world. Search our hearts by your word and spirit to root out the evil that would lead to strife and discord, that we may be at peace with all people. Fill us with zeal for the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which alone can bring that peace that is beyond all understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of hosts, graciously regard all for whom we pray, especially those who've requested our prayers and those we now name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing. Grant repentance and firm trust to all who commune this day, that receiving your true body and blood, they may be forgiven and abound in hope, able to stand with a clean conscience before your judgment throne. Lord, in your mercy, hear our hope. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue by singing the Common Doxology, hymn 805.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Rejoice. Continue with the offertory.
What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call on the name of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you've had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood as He bids us do in His Old Testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Table. Take and eat. Welcome. Take and eat. Jesus' body given for you for the forgiveness of your sins.